It's a pleasure to be back here today, and it's a pleasure to be with you, and I appreciate the song service this morning. But please, I stand in need of your prayers. In Isaiah chapter 26, I just want one verse out of Isaiah 26. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. It says, "That will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee." If you're looking for peace, this world does not have an answer. Sometimes a lot of people are looking for peace all in the wrong places. And they might find some comfort in other places for a little while. Brother and sister, the only peace that you'll find in this life is in the service of the Lord. Sometimes we have to go through trials and tribulations of life. Sometimes we have to go through the school of hard knocks to find that out. But it's a faithful saying. He says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee." Brothers and sisters, this whole month seems like my mind has been drawn to the service of the Lord. You know, I love to read about in Joshua his final words to the children of Israel. "Choose you this day who you will serve." Make that a priority. Make that a choice in your life. That this is important. This is what I choose to do. Sometimes I don't choose. Some days I don't choose the right path. Some days I don't choose the right way. But when I don't, I need to take comfort in knowing that I have an advocate with the Father. That I can call upon Him. My mind can go back to being stayed upon them. And He'll give me peace. And I can always call upon Him no matter where I am. You know, Joshua was talking about this day. "Choose you this day whom thou will serve." But you remember what he said after that. He says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I pray that that's always my stance. I pray that that's always my personal stance. That no matter what this world is going through, no matter what the world is throwing at me, or what may be going around me, that me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Because I have a promise in Scripture that my mind stayed upon thee, I'll have peace. But he says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee because he trusteth in thee." Amen. Do you trust the Lord? Do you want to serve him better? Are you like me and say, "Lord, I've messed up already. I've tried. You know, it's only what, the 29th of January? I've already messed up." How'd that happen? Because I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. I need my mind to be stayed on Him. I want more of that peace that He offers. You know, He can offer you peace in your heart while you're riding the waves of life's storm. It doesn't matter where you are in your life, what this world is throwing at you, what Satan is trying to tell you and whisper in your ear, He can grant us peace. And brethren, for that, I want to serve Him better. I want to do, as Joshua said, "As for me and my house, I need to be praying the Lord will grant me peace. The Lord will show me the direction that I need to go so I can be that shining beacon for my family. So I can say, as for me in my house, I can be that benefit. You know, over in Matthew chapter 5, he was telling us, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Is that 5 or 6? Chapter 5. Okay, good. Matthew chapter 5. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Well, a verse before that was, you know, no man puts the light under a bushel. No, he puts it on a candlestick so it'd be a benefit and give light to those that are in the household. Well, us as fathers, you know, as leaders of the household, we need to be that shining light. We need to be the one on our knees every day asking the Lord to grant me the peace so I can stay my mind upon thee, Lord, so I can guide my family the way you would have me to do. It's important. It's important for our little ones to see, Mom and Daddy, take this seriously. This is important. God didn't give us His Word and give us His church for just for filler. It's important. The church is supposed to be that refuge from the world. The church is supposed to be a place where we can come and feel the love of God. The church is supposed to be that umbrella, if you will, that we can come on, come out of the rain, and be warmed by the love of God. Because to serve the Lord better, we need to serve one another better. Wasn't that thing, a new commandment I give unto you, that you have love one to another? And it's very important. The world will say, you know, have love for one another. Well, what's the difference between four and two? There is a difference, isn't there? Having love one for another is, you know, I can have love for somebody and think about them often or whatever, but I never show it. You know, my wife, if I never told her, if I told her every single day that I loved her, but I never did anything to show it, she'd have reason to doubt. So I need to have love one to another. Yeah, you know, I heard a great example. I can't remember now. Anyway, the example's good, no matter who said it. If the roof needs new shingles, and you buy the shingles, and they have them out there on a pallet. Well, you bought shingles for the roof. That's great. It's still leaking because you haven't put the shingles to the roof. If we're going to have love one to another, we need to be showing it. We need to be showing it, actively serving. So be like Joshua each and every day. We think about those words. Choose you this day whom thou wilt serve. Are we going to serve the Lord? Or are we going to serve myself? You know, the Lord would say, any man that will follow me, any man that will come after me, let him first deny himself. There's a lot of times I need to do more denying of myself. You know, I wish I could just flip a switch and be serving the Lord each and every day to my fullest capabilities. But that's just not how it is. No, I came pre-programmed to be selfish. I really did. I have to work at not being selfish. And one thing we can do to help us to remember to deny ourselves, to love one another, having that love one to another, showing that love, that charity, having one another, best way to do that is having that mind stayed upon Him. Over in Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. We heard great last Wednesday night in Romans chapter 12. Paul writes to us in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And let me tell you, it is a reasonable service. The Lord hasn't called us to do much of anything, if you think about it. Have love one to another. Love Him and love one another. Now, some people are tough to love. Some folks are hard to love. But the Lord didn't put any stipulations on who Right? We're supposed to love. Have that love one to another. But it's a reasonable service. You know, that's the thing. When at this time, the Romans were still in control of the area. And a lot of people were looking for the Messiah to come and put the Romans back in their place and reign over in Jerusalem. Well, that's not how the Lord Jesus did it. But the Lord Jesus didn't call his disciples to go and overthrow Rome. That would have been a monumental thing to do. Many countries had tried to stand against Rome, and many countries had fallen and failed. But the Lord Jesus came teaching, having that love one to another. So our reasonable service, it is reasonable. It is a reasonable service. And when he said, you know, present your bodies a living sacrifice. I like, you know, what you said last Wednesday night about this, the animal sacrifice. Once it was killed, that's done. You know, it's used up. We're to have that living sacrifice, willing to be going to the altar every day. Each and every day, willing to place our life in that sacrifice. Well, sometimes the sacrifice is that old selfish self of mine. It's hard sometimes. Because a lot of times, you know, the world, especially if you're listening to the world, a lot of times it's just going to tell you, it's just you got to look out for number one. You know, you're only looking out for yourself. You know, if nobody else is going to look out for you. But brother and that sister, that's false. Because my God is going to look after me. Amen. And I have that promise that he'll keep me in perfect peace if my mind is stayed on him. Because I trust in him. That's the only place that you'll find that peace if you have trust in him. In verse 2 of Romans chapter 12, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Well, that renewing of the mind is being engrafted in his word, reading his word, keeping our nose in a book and on our knees, asking the Lord to please help me. You know, grant us this day our daily bread. Yes, we need to feast on the word of God each and every day. Amen. And the more we are feasting upon it, the more we're thinking upon it, the more we're actively reading, that's keeping our mind stayed on him. And we have that promise that he'll keep us in peace. There's only one place to find peace. And that is the Prince of Peace. You know, he is not the author of confusion. God is not the author of confusion. There's a lot of confusion out there. And if you don't think so, read the news or watch the news or something like that. Or just go to town. You can see a lot of confusion out there. No. He's the Prince of Peace. And if we want to have that peace in our life, then we need to do, as it says in Isaiah, have our mind stayed upon him and have our trust in him. You know, it's funny to me that some people just can't get it through their head to trust the Lord to lead their life. But they'll get on an airplane and trust that pilot, who is a man or a woman, you know, a human being, to pilot that airplane. You put your trust in them. You put your trust in somebody that's driving. You put your trust in a lot of different places. But the one who is perfectly able to guide us through the life, the one who is perfectly able to grant us peace and the strength that we need to face every day, why are we reluctant trust in him? That's why we need to deny self. We need to deny this old sin nature and trust in the Lord. He's given us all the help we need. He's given us tools. He's given go to Ephesians chapter 6, read about the armor that he's given us. I'm thankful it's not a physical suit of armor that I have to put on each and every day. But you know, hey, sometimes maybe do an exercise of going through in your mind and pretending to put that pieces of armor on. You know, that helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace and binding every together with truth. Having our girdle loin with that truth. And having that shield of faith block those fiery darts from Satan that he hurls a lot. And having that sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. You know, the wonderful thing about the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. It's a defensive weapon, but it's also an offensive weapon. I'm not telling you to go out there and start lopping off heads, but you can cut through the lies. You can cut through the falsehoods. And then you can block with it as well. Brothers and sisters, we have so much help. Everything is available to us. We just need to avail ourselves to it. We want more of that peace in our life. Then we need to remember to have our minds stayed upon Him. And trust in Him. And then, brothers and sisters, we'll have that perfect peace. You know, that's the thing. When the angel proclaimed he was the Prince of Peace, you know, peace on earth. You know, the scoffers would say, well, there hadn't been peace on earth. There's been wars. There's been murders. There's been everything going on. There's been other than peace. Yes. But he's the one that brought peace between man and God. Bridged that gap that one day I'll be with him in glory. Paid my sin debt. We want peace. There's only one place to find it. And that's in the Lord. So let us be like this and be not conformed to the world, but be renewed by the renewing of our mind, reading His Word. I want to have the Word of God where I can sit there and just close my eyes and read it. You know, I wish I could go back in time and as a young age and just read more and more and soak it up so I could learn more and retain more. Well, I can't go back. I can't change the past. But I can do something now. Amen. I can do something now. Oh, again, like Joshua said, choose you this day. Each and every day, let's have that in our mind. Choose to serve the Lord so I can put my trust in Him. And He'll give me that peace to endure whatever's coming next. May the Lord grant us some peace.
Amen. Appreciate that. Amen.